How you guys doing? One of you even has a camera. Wow, that's pretty fancy. Hi, good morning. Stand over here, Jay. Good morning. Here, you just turn this way and turn around so everybody can see your smiling face. You guys have smiling faces today? Let's see. That's a little subtle. Yeah, I get that. That's pretty good. You got a smiling face. You want me to take your picture? Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go. Does this thing work? It's pretend? Okay, I'll take a pretend picture. Okay, everybody smile. Here we go. Okay, pay attention. Up here. Up. Just move over here. Smile. Okay, is that everybody? Okay, say, God loves me. Great, good job. Wonderful. I want 8 copies of that. Email. Okay, great. So, hey, what happens when it's dark out and you want to go outside?
You have to go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yes, you do. That's right. You have to go to sleep at night. Let's just pretend. Okay. We're in our room and it's all dark in our room and we need to go find something. What do you need in order to be able to see it in the dark?
Flashlight.
Okay, you're the assistant, not the boss. Okay? All right, but that's good, Mariah. Oh, you have a light by your bed that lights up your part of the room? That's very cool. That's very cool. What do you have? Christmas lights on your window. Well, that's nice. That provides some light. Yes, because what is it like when you're trying to walk in the dark and you stumble? That's not so much fun, is it? No. And so the light really helps with that. Do you think do you ever reach for a battery or something and the battery didn't work?
You charge it.
You charge it, yes. Boy, you are just reading my mind today. What's going on here? That's really powerful. Oh, I thought you were taking my picture again. That's right. So Jesus, you know what Jesus is? He is the light of the world. How big a light do you need to light up the whole world?
About as big as the sun.
You're absolutely right. And so Jesus is this huge light. But here's the really cool news. Did you know that Jesus' light is inside each of you? It's right in there. In there somewhere. Jesus' light is in you because that light that we all have when we were created, when we were born, we have that light of God deep in our soul, deep in our spirit. And that light will never go out. And what Jesus wants us to do, like he is the light of the world, and he wants to shine in everything, every dark area of our life, every dark area of our world, Jesus wants to bring the light. Every section of our home, Jesus wants to bring the light. In our classrooms, Jesus wants to bring the light. And we help with that because there's the light of God in each of us. And we need to let that light shine, not cover it up. You know, ways that we cover it up is when we don't pay attention to what's going on around us, when we get a little selfish, we cover up our light. When we're doing things that we're just distracted and they don't really amount to anything, we just do things that really don't matter, we cover up our light. And the way we show our light is when we're listening and paying attention to the world around us, to your friends and neighbors, to your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. That helps release the light so that we can walk not in darkness, but in God's light. Each of you is part of God's light today, and I want to thank you for that. And I think we can all see the light up there, can't we? We totally can. And just to show you and give you a little sign of the light, here is Jesus is the light and the way. Little flashlights, and they actually have batteries in them. Because we don't do pretend flashlights here. Take one. Here, favorite color? Good choice. Favorite color? Oh, that's my favorite color. Orange, go for it. How about you? Take a light. Do they work? Make sure the batteries work. Which color would you like? Oh, you want that one instead? Here's one. Very cool. Can you turn your lights on? Oh, you want to make sure? It doesn't work? Okay. Oh, you do? That's kind of pinky purple. And all your lights work? All right, now shine our lights. Let's remember that God's light is inside each of us. And when you use this little flashlight at home, I want you to remember that Jesus is the light of the world, and you get to help him show the light. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you have shown your light to us in so many different ways. And I thank you for these children today. I thank you for the light that they show us. Ever keep their light burning brightly. Keep them charged up and allow their light to shine in everything they do. And thank you for guiding their path as they follow where you lead them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today. And Ms. Mary Pat has some time planned for you upstairs if you'd like to go. Thank you. Yes?
And don't waste your battery.
That's really a great tip of the day right here at Cold Spring Church. Don't waste the battery.